peg me, tie me down, and put a ball gag as our first fucking trip around the bases? You know, there's no ease into it. You know, like, why don't you stick a piggy
up
there?
You gotta crawl before you walk.
Right, that's what I mean. Well, look who it is.
I couldn't wait for this episode.
It's Inappropriate with Jim and Steve, and I am Jim.
And I am Steve.
And this week, we got a hummer of a
show. We had a to be continued last week.
It was the first one. So if you listened last week, we gave you a cliffhanger.
Yes, we did.
Let's tell them everything we're going to give them today. just going to put it all out on the table.
Yeah, well, I have gone on some weird tangents on TikTok, and I want to get your opinion on whether these are weird or, you know, just your opinion.
Awesome.
I value your opinion, so I just want to get your thoughts on that.
All right.
And I did something nerdy, and I feel it's nerdy. I want to get your take on it.
Okay.
We can start with that.
We will close up the show with the second half of your selection that you did not select last week with the Reddit stories, and it will go into my husband confessed to me that he wants me to peg him. I decided to give it a try, and it was a big mistake. So we will find out
that's such a good tease.
We will find out what the hell happened.
Yes, I can't wait for that. The other day, I kind of got into something, and
Steve went down a rabbit hole.
I went down a rabbit hole. I kind of started watching wrestling, like WWE.
Like new or old wrestling?
Newer wrestling.
Oh.
I could not wait to watch WrestleMania.
What WrestleMania? Is it like WrestleMania 500?
It's 40. It was WrestleMania 40. Let me just give you the synopsis of it and watch your face.
Watch me glaze over.
Cody Rhodes.
I'm not going to know any of these wrestlers.
Was fighting Roman Reigns for the championship.
Okay.
Bloodline rules. And Cody Rhodes was going to, it was his attempt to finish his story. Did any of that make sense?
Absolutely zero.
I kept getting wrestling things on TikTok and I was just watching it. Cody Rhodes, do you remember Dusty Rhodes?
Yeah.
It's his son.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I knew him from that, and his dad never won a championship. So to finish the story, he was going to win the championship.
Okay.
And the dude, Roman Reigns, who had the... I can't believe I'm fucking explaining it. Like the guy, Roman Reigns, has had the title for like 5 years.
So he's like the Hulk Hogan of this or The Rock? Or
he's like a bad guy. But his family is The Rock. So The Rock was in it. So I'll tell you, the reason I wanted to watch it was I was dead set that Stone Cold was going to come back. And I was like, I kind of liked wrestling when Stone Cold was there.
Yeah, he was a good character.
It was kind of funny to watch. So there I was on my couch.
Did you have to pay for this?
No, it was on Peacock. So it was free.
Okay.
I didn't care about the rest of the WrestleMania. Like, I didn't know anything else that was going on. But I wanted to see this fucking thing. So there it was. It was like 20 minutes before I was watching it until it started. And fucking Cody Rhodes won. If you look on TikTok, there's people fucking crying. The announcers were fucking crying because they wanted this dude to win. And I was like, they knew he was going to win. It's not like it's a fucking surprise. I felt like a piece of shit. I felt so stupid after this happened. But they're watching it. Then all of a sudden, you hear like the bell that the Undertaker has.
Undertaker
does it. I said out loud, "Oh shit!" And I was so fucking pumped. The fucking Undertaker showed up, and he's old, and he's in like, and he's just wearing like sweat. He's not wearing the fucking like
the
coat and the hat and all that stuff. And he like slams The Rock down, and then the lights go out, and then they both disappear, and then Cody Rhodes does his finishing move, and then he wins. But I couldn't believe that I was so fucking pumped for that. I got so stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dorky to be that pumped. I mean, last time I was that pumped for wrestling, I it was the Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant in WrestleMania, like WrestleMania 2 or 4 or something. Yeah, it was in the 80s, and it was pay-per-view. It's not my thing. It's not my bag,
fell
baby.
Fell flat. I thought you were going to be like, I watched it too.
No, that would never happen. Yeah. Never happen.
Carter's not into it?
Nope.
God. Yeah, can't all be winners, I guess. But no one else is winners. My TikTok holes.
Oh.
Not glory holes. TikTok holes. Do you use TikTok?
I don't have TikTok now.
You're missing out, dude.
I mean, I do the reels or whatever, you know, because you can't avoid those. But I deleted my TikTok because it took so much time out of my day.
I understand. These are the things that keep me up at night.
I cannot wait to hear this.
I love watching videos of asshole people that get into Ubers and the Uber driver kicks them out.
I have seen a couple of those. I didn't know that that was a subgenre of Reddit.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of dicks in this world.
I think the common theme with that, at least I've seen one or two. I remember seeing like a black girl got in and then she immediately canceled it.
Yes, tries to pull a scam.
And the guy was like, no, you canceled it. And then they argued back and forth and then he just dropped her off back where he picked her up.
And Joe did that to me, and they don't let you keep driving in it. They kick you out.
I had an Uber driver, and I told him that story, and he said, it's because they can't track you, and there's no real record. So if the person who called the Uber, like, their GPS will show that they're not in the vehicle.
Yeah.
So there's no way for, like, safety reasons.
When Joe canceled my Uber ride, like, in the middle of Baltimore City, and the lady told me I had to get out, he said, your friend canceled it. It made sense. And I was just like,
The thing was, Joe didn't cancel it. He just got another one.
Yeah, which canceled my ride.
I mean, the end result was the same, but I guess the feeling or the intention was not.
Yeah. I figured he probably got another ride. But yeah, that was the worst. And the reason I was in the Uber is had to have Joe do it because I lost my phone. It was St. Patrick's Day, yes. And I lost my phone, and I just had to do it. So it was the last time I used a cab. I found a cab driver driving down the street, and he was like, where do you live? And I was like, you know, about 15 minutes away. He's like, all right, it'll be $75 cash. And guess what? That meter didn't run. He didn't turn that bitch on.
Hell no.
The last one I watched today, guy was wearing a mask, and... And the woman
say no more.
Didn't like the woman didn't like the fact that he was wearing a mask.
Oh,
she
God.
Was like, COVID's over. You don't need to. And his mask did look like it was like fucking Bane mask. So it was weird looking, but she didn't appreciate him wearing a mask and kept telling him that he should probably take it off.
So I don't like either one of those people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, actually, but I don't like the people who bitch about the people wearing masks. I think you don't have to wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask. What the fuck do I care?
I don't care.
Maybe you have cancer or something where you're, you know, and maybe it only helps, you know, I think the statistics show that it helps 10% if it's worn properly.
Yeah.
But if it gives you a 10% better chance of not catching something and that makes you feel better, fucking do it.
Yep.
For the people who go like, you know, that do all the whole thing with about the mask. Yeah. It's like, God damn it, shut the fuck up.
I get in an Uber and I get in there and the person's wearing a mask, I'm kind of pumped about it because I know they're probably not going to talk to me. I know it's just going to be a quiet ride.
That's true. We just had, on St. Patty's Day down the beach. I wanted to actually bring this up as a topic. Well, jarred my memory. Coming home, I don't even know how late it was. Maybe it wasn't that late because we were drinking all day, so it might have been midnight. We get
still pretty late.
Yeah, it was pretty late. But yeah. So we get this Uber ride, this lady, older lady, and she is just talking about how she's been scammed. There's like Uber scams.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where people scammed her out of $12,000. Like the way she explained it is they call for the Uber, so they know it's her.
Uh-huh.
And they have her number because when you get, you know, your ride.
Oh, yeah.
And then later they call and act like they're Uber, talking about how they need access to her account because she has been underpaid.
Oh, wow.
And somehow she gave them the account number, and then they drained her account of like $12,000.
Dude, that's yeah. that's
and
crazy.
And she almost fell for it twice. She called him the second time. She knew. She realized it.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's not even the craziest thing that this lady said. She said, God damn it. She's like this older lady who like lives by herself. Just that almost oblivious to the world.
Yeah.
She was online. And Blake Shelton, you know who Blake Shelton is?
Yeah, the
country singer.
Yeah, the guy who's on The Voice.
Yes. She was talking to his mom. And he had just broken up with Gwen Stefani. And she said his mom was trying to set him up with her. And she just wanted to send her a bunch of his CDs and signed like memorabilia and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then she was just like, I don't think that he would want anything to do with me because I'm a lot older than he is.
Did she think it's still him?
She thought it was, she was talking to his mother online.
No wonder she got fucking scared out of 12,000.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She was just an odd bird, you know? She just was one of those ladies.
I know. You're talking to Blake Shelton's mom. Right. Like, that's fucking so.
So what's your next TikTok rabbit hole?
All right. I think I've played one of these for you, but
okay.
Helen Keller singing popular songs.
I don't think I've heard.
Allow me to clue the audience in on
Helen Keller singing popular songs.
Here is Helen Keller singing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That is... You went down that rabbit hole?
I can't stop. I can't. I've heard her sing Careless Whisper. I heard her sing Sweet Caroline.
Is it just the same vocals?
It's the same thing every single time.
You're going to hell.
Yeah. I can't stop it. And I send them out every time I fucking get God. Them. I watch a guy go to people's houses that their grass is extremely yes. overgrown. And he says, I'll mow it for free.
SB Mowing?
Yeah.
That is one I subscribe to him. Uh-huh. I follow him.
All right.
That dude, I can watch that. I can watch a couple of those videos back to back. I always see that dude's videos.
Yeah. One thing I did notice with that guy is when he does like a house has a hill, he just weed whacks it. He uses a trimmer.
Those zero turns can tip.
Okay. He does use a zero turn yeah. all the time.
He's got some hell of equipment. Yeah. Dude, that dude's legit. I don't even know how I want to say this story, Steve.
I want you to say but, it.
As promised, we are going to close out the show with, man, I shouldn't even have picked this one.
No, it's funny. I had Reddit stories that we could have went over, but you blew mine out of the water.
All right, well, if we can wrap this one up quick, then maybe we'll have time for yours. My husband confessed to me.
We're not going
to
wrap this up quick.
My husband confessed that he wants me to peg him. I decided to give it a try last night, and it was a big mistake. I was honestly shocked when he told me he was into the idea of pegging. Steve, you want to tell everybody what pegging is, just in case they don't know?
Yeah.
I'm sure our audience knows, but for the few that don't.
If you're not familiar, the term pegging means a person of the opposite sex puts on a strap-on and then proceeds to have anal sex with said male.
Or said female.
Or said female. Yeah. I didn't know pegging could go the other way. I actually thought it was...
What would you call it if two lesbians do it?
Hot? No. You know what? I don't know. You know what? I guess it'll go both ways.
Okay. Well, yeah. Right. If you know a lesbian that has pegged or done that
is enjoyed to peg, or they call it something different.
Let us know what it's yeah. called if it's not called pegging. He was very old-fashioned and masculine. I never thought that he would be the type that would be into such things. I figured, why the hell not? I've seen him fuck me. It doesn't look hard, and I'm not the one taking it. He dropped the idea of being in my ass years ago, so why not? Well, we went to the sex store, bought a strap-on, bondage gear, and plenty of lube.
Bondage gear?
Yeah, it kind of lost me with that.
She's wearing the machine mask.
like if zipper you, on the mouth. If you just wanted to, if your husband says, hey, I'm into pegging, I don't think you necessarily need to go and get bondage gear, right? Like, I think the,
he had a whole, enough. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I thought.
You don't go from 1 to 10.
Yeah, you just buy the strap on or the dildo, use some toe straps
and
or something.
And you don't have lube as a married couple. You need it like more lube. Like, what the fuck? You need a 55-gallon drum of lube.
It's special.
Yeah, some anal ease. Well, it was hard to ease it in. It was hard to ease it into him, but we finally got it in there. He seemed pretty happy, and once he loosened up, I really started going to town on him. He was tied down. She tied him down and had a ball gag in. What?
But that's a that had to be his idea, right?
I think the whole thing was his idea.
Well, yeah. I guess he's like, I want.
But I if your husband says, "Hey, peg me," I don't know. Like,
I
just don't think that those two things, like peg me, tie me down, and put a ball gag as our first fucking trip around the bases. You know, there's no ease into it. You know, like, why don't you stick a pinky
up
there?
You gotta crawl before you walk.
Right, that's what I mean. He was tied down, had a ball gag in, which is new, but it's what he wanted. I guess when I just read it, it'll answer all our questions, too. I know. It was hard getting into it at first, but eventually we got there, and I started getting really into it, and we went to town. He was moaning really loud and had multiple orgasms. All right, I'm calling fake.
He needs some reload time.
Yeah, okay. From what I could tell, but then eventually he shook his head to tell me it was time to stop. So I slowly pulled out the strap-on and...
You rode me raw.
I slowly pulled out the strap-on and liquid poop came gushing out of him like a fucking river. It was all over our beautiful bed, our sheets, the sex towel we laid down, and my legs and my feet.
Sex towel?
I think it's just a towel that they had you know, in case it got a little messy.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It wouldn't stop coming out of him. So the only thing I could think of was to shove the strap on back in to stop the...
You got to plug the cork and cork it back up.
Cork it back up. Then I threw up all over his back and ass. And he threw up all over the ball gag and nearly choked on his own vomit. But thankfully, I was able to release it so he could breathe. But of course, he continued gagging and vomiting. We both were in tears, crying. Why are you crying? And in shock. He weakly asked me to untie him. So I wiped the shit and vomit off of my hands and then slowly pulled the strap on out of his still leaking asshole. We both stood there for a moment, still crying and gagging occasionally. And he said, what the hell do we do? I told him, let's just say fuck it and strip everything down and throw it all out the best we can. We both jumped in the shower and hosed ourselves off. And then I opened the bedroom door to get garbage bags. Our dog was at the door and missed us, so he rushed in the bedroom. Before I could stop him, he immediately started licking up the diarrhea and vomit lubing cup. This, of course, caused my husband and I to gag more and dry heave. I grabbed the dog, set them outside, and we got everything in the bags, took off the mattress protector to wash it, and threw the bags in the trash, cleaned up the carpet where it spilled, then showered again, brushed our teeth, remade the bed, sprayed air freshener, lit candles. The whole process, which took hours and hours, we both broke down and cried multiple times. We went to sleep without saying a word to each other and barely have said anything to each other this morning for work. I haven't seen him yet, but I don't know how he's feeling or if he's okay.
Hopefully he sees this Reddit post.
I honestly am so disgusted still by the whole experience. I don't know if I could ever bring myself to do it again.
Do you think they got divorced after that?
No, there's two edits. Would you like me to read the edits? Yeah. Edit one, this is really blown up. I'm glad people can find humor in it, at least. Although, yes, I'm aware anal douching is a thing and that there is a prep involved, but apparently my husband is less informed. literally over 100 comments are saying, you need to douche your asshole. I know. I will tell him. And edit two, we talked it out and we're fine. I'm going to get back on the horse and peg him again.
I would feel like, A, it probably took a lot of, like, for that guy, I don't know how you would even, like, approach that subject.
I think it depends on how openly sexual your wife is.
Yeah, just
and if like, she doesn't have any kinks, if she's like super vanilla, probably a discussion you may not have.
Yeah.
But if she's open to some freaky stuff, you could probably broach it better, I guess.
Hey, honey, I got an idea. I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. But tonight, I figured we, you know, go upstairs, you know, get a little freaky. But before that, I've been really thinking about you banging my asshole. I want you to bang my asshole raw. And I just want to know your thoughts on it.
We're going to have to drive to the sex shop.
Yeah, we got to drive.
Pick it out.
Yeah, it could be a thing. Could
Do you think like the ball gag was like a... you know, one of those impulse buys at the counter.
Yeah, it was like in a rack right by the register. And
like, let's just throw this in real quick.
Yeah. They're just like, let's just throw this shit in here.
And the lube was an upsell. Yes. The cashier was like, do you need any lube with that?
What's your plans with this dildo? You know, it is rubber. So we're going to, you're probably going to need some kind of lubricant.
The ball gag throws
you're fixated on the ball gag.
Only because like, if he finally brought it up to his wife, right? And it wasn't something like, oh, I don't know if she's into it. You can't go from, we're driving to go get a strap-on and a ball gag. Like that is, and bondage stuff to tie him up. Like that is a, I'd be like, yo, buddy, let's pump the brakes a little bit. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy.
Like you're, yeah. Let's just test this out before we go make a big investment into all right. this.
Why don't I just stick my finger up your ass while I'm giving you a blowjob? How about that?
See how that goes.
And we'll take it from there next time.
Yeah. We'll just ramp it up.
Right. We'll ramp it up from there.
Like, and then if as the guy that's going to get pegged, when you go into the sex shop to buy the dildo, like... what kind of one do you want the biggest one you can find?
Oh God, I hope not.
Do you want one that looks like a pinky? Like
if homeboy went in and bought the fist, you know, or like the John Holmes or what was that? That's his name, right? The John Holmes of strap-ons. I'd be looking at him a little side eye like, wait a minute, you've been doing something. you ain't no rookie.
I know. This is definitely...
So, I don't know. The guy must have been optimistic of what he was able to handle.
He was probably giddy as shit going to the sex shop. Like, oh yeah, it's going down tonight.
And then maybe he figured this might be his only shot. So then he was like, well, we're doing the ball gag, we're doing the bondage. You know, like,
yeah,
we're,
you know what? Okay,
the floodgates are open, and I don't know if you know once they shut after this, I don't know if I'm going to get my wife to like.
Yeah, so I might as well just go all out,
which I think ruined. Like, I think that was his mistake. Aside from shitting everywhere, but like, I think the ball. I mean, can you imagine if it went south a little bit more and he choked himself to death? Because that would be a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You could asphyxiate yourself. And I think that's how Jimi Hendrix died. Not by getting rowed in the ass with a ball gag, but I think he got drunk and he threw up on himself while he's laying on his back.
That's how that Breaking Bad died. It would have to be... You'd feel good that you have your wife or your significant other there to be like, if I start throwing up... Pull the fucking ball gag out of my... I don't care if your hand's covered in shit.
I think that is... The ball gag is the funniest part of it. It really is. It really is the fucking funniest part. I don't know.
It was like the red ball. It definitely was the red ball.
Oh, yeah. With the one strap, you know, around. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're good for her. Good. That's a team player right there.
Yeah, she tried it. It was a fucking catastrophe, but they're like, you know what? Rookie mistakes, you know, you gotta figure it out. I mean, I would hope that guy knew that, like, getting shit everywhere. Was, I mean, I didn't think he knew it was going to like leak out, but something that's been like an airtight. Yeah. It's something that's fucking airtight. You're opening it up. You're going to repeatedly ram it.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I don't think I would unless it was like painful or whatever, even if the shit, the throw up, I don't think I would cry.
I'm not a crier.
I don't think I would sit there and cry, be like, what have we done? Like,
yeah, husband and wife just weeping with loads of shit. And
yeah, I would be like, what? Holy fuck. Look at all this. Like, I would constantly cry.
I would just be like, look what you did. Look at you. I'd rub his face in it. Did you do that? Did you do that?
Why would you do that? But good, yeah, good for her. She decided that they'll just do it again.
He owes her whatever she asked for.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that can't be like an every time kind of thing?
I think that whole escapade sounded exhausting. Yeah. And I didn't got time for that. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not like a Tuesday no. evening, got work in the morning.
Yeah, no, like, hey, why don't you turn off the office? You know, go in the room again.
He like walks into the closet and pulls out and he's like swinging it, like got the ball gag and the thing. He's like, want to go upstairs?
Yeah, that would have to be a special occasion, right?
Yeah.
That's not
anniversaries and birthdays.
Christmas, maybe.
Maybe Christmas.
Which... Before we wrap up this, do you remember hearing about the guy, the woman called into a radio station? And when you said airtight, reminded me of this. A woman called into a radio station, and I think people were saying, how long have you been tricked into something or, you know, done something that, whatever. And she said she's been with her husband for 4 years, and she asked him why he snored, and mm-hmm. he said, because my balls rest on my asshole and it creates an air gap. So for 4 years, she has held his balls at night. Thinking it would prevent his snoring.
What did she do when he started snoring?
I don't know. She's like,
you're not holding them tight enough. Right.
She's like, for 4 years straight, I've held my husband's balls all night long to prevent him from snoring.
She just like rests them over her arm, right. Like she's delivering a fancy bottle of wine. Oh, so good.
I think next week we got to reel it in.
I don't know. I'm now getting used to Reddit, so maybe it's my turn to try something.
Steve's going to step it up next.
It's better than my TikTok fit.
All right, everybody. If you are still hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, jeez.
And
sorry.
Yeah.
Hope you weren't eating, Phil.
Yeah. Probably want to put, don't listen to the back half of this with kids.
Jeez. Oh, not even. And I was looking at my phone 10 minutes ago, Steve, because my wife asked, she said, can my daughter come on the show with us this time? And I said, no, not on this one.
Yeah. Sorry.
So next week, maybe Izzy will come on.
Yeah. We'll prep it.
She's been asking for a while. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us again. Follow us on all the socials. Share the podcast. If you love what you heard today or hate it what you heard today,
give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, give us a 5-star review. It always helps us. For Inappropriate, I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And we will see you next week.
Whoa.